seeking more information. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida today ordered more specifics about the classified records removed from former President Trump's Florida estate and said it was her preliminary intent to appoint a special master in the case. Trump's lawyers had requested an independent review of the records. The Justice Department on Friday released a redacted affidavit behind the raid.
Former President Trump's team turned over 15 boxes of documents, which the department reviewed in May and claimed contains classified records that was mixed in with personal notes and publications. The heavily redacted document justifies the August 8th search of Mar-a-Lago, writing that there was probable cause to believe additional classified documents would be found there, along with evidence of obstruction. Listen, due to a paperwork error, the Trump legal team did have to resubmit paperwork last night, requesting that a third-party attorney or special master oversee the handling of evidence in this case.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Jackson, Mississippi, and other parts of the state preparing for expected flooding from rivers and streams after heavy rain this week. Governor Tate Reeves.
If this happens, there will be dozens of streets in downtown Jackson that will flood. Some businesses, mainly around Town Creek as well. Additionally, there will be streets and homes in Northeast Jackson subdivisions near the river that may also flood.
Parts of the state got as much as 15 inches of rain this week. 3 months after the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, March for Our Lives held a rally at the state capitol in Austin calling for more gun laws. Brett Cross lost his son in the shooting.
Fight with us and help us demand change, because you don't want to be fighting from this side with the hole in your heart that cannot go away.
19 children and two teachers died in the Uvalde shooting. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pope Francis looks toward the future of his church. Fox's Karen McHugh with the story.
Saturday at the Vatican.
Ravvivato con una preghiera semplice.
That's Pope Francis as he installed 20 new cardinals into the Roman Catholic Church. The solemn ceremony taking place at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Of the 20 new princes of the church, 16 of them are under the age of 80. That makes them eligible to vote for Francis's successor in a future conclave, the locked door assembly whose duty it is to elect a pontiff. One of the new cardinals is from the U.S., while another hails from Mongolia. Pope Francis, now 85, has named more than half of the elector cardinals now serving. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A repeat offender now charged with the murder of a senior citizen in Washington State. Fox's Christina Coleman with the story.
The unarmed man with a disability who used a walker to get around was brutally beaten with a metal pipe by a serial criminal who just 8 days earlier told a judge that he intended to kill another guy. According to police, his exact words were, "I'm going to kill him a million times over." And yet, this violent repeat offender, 48-year-old Aaron Folk, was allowed back out on the street and, according to court documents, beat his latest victim with this metal pipe in broad daylight in downtown Seattle. Surveillance video also shows the unprovoked attack. The victim, 66-year-old Rodney Peterman, is seen trying to steer clear of Folk as he holds a metal pipe. Video shows him hit Peterman in the head.
Aaron Folk has been charged for first-degree murder with the bail set at $2.5 million. A man fell to his death on the north rim of the Grand Canyon National Park, and his body has been recovered. Park officials say rangers found his body about 200 feet below the rim near the park's Bright Angel Point. The 44-year-old man was off the trail when he accidentally slipped off the edge on Friday afternoon. He's not been identified. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.